Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
I want to welcome all of you tonight. This is one of those nights where you just want to grab a hold of a nice comfy blanket, sit back, relax, have a little hot chocolate, maybe just sit and feel the moment. We are Psychics Gone Wild. I have a lot of you calling in, and we want you to call that 773-897-6461 number. We've had a little bit of technical tonight. They're writing me saying, why did you change your phone number? We didn't. We never do. But if it isn't working for you, maybe what you're calling in might be a little different. It's Wild Energy, and I say we tonight. I want to bring in our phenomenal hostess and fun individual. You guys know her as the internationally recognized intuitive spiritual coach, psychic medium. She works in the healing arts, including channeling, psychometry, pendulum, and candle reading. This is Melissa Berman. Melissa, how are you doing?
Hi, Jethro. Good evening, Mama Jethro. Hi, everybody. This is your sister, Melissa. Yeah, how's it going? It's intense, isn't it? I hope everybody's hanging in there and taking good care of yourselves, because it's a rough ride right now. So, you know, eat your spinach.
Yes, and those of us who are tuning in tonight, we were talking a little bit about survival with the psychics. So those of you who've had this happen, and we're going to talk a little bit about those areas that are a little touchy for us. Psychic attack, pushing energy. What kind of welfare do you do when we're under it? We all are under it. I had an individual writing here in an email to me yesterday going, Jethro, there's got to be something going on. My sister complains of this continually. What is it with her? It's not her. Your sister's sensitive, picking up the energy. It's always out there. And there is some things that you can do sometimes to help put a barter between it. A spiritual house cleansing. Not just picking up the Alamo and running with a little ammonia and doing your windows. Actually spiritually cleansing your house. Ammonia does work with manichaea. If you're having negative situations in your house, something you can do with ammonia is not only clean your windows with it, but put a little capful in your drains. It will stop the other energy that's coming through. Ammonia's for years has been worked in house cleansing. Melissa, is there a few things that you can help them with a little bit so they have a little bit of a survival and how to keep this negative out of their house, or at least be able to deal with it?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. You want to shield yourself as well. You want to put on your own psychic shields and psychic protection shields. Christopher Penzack is a fantastic witch, has a great book and CD with the book, and I can't remember the name of the book right now, but he has some beautiful meditations to do using, you know, working with Archangel Michael to cut cords. Doreen Virtue has phenomenal ideas for psychic protection. She does shielding with light, with color. Jethro, you have a really good one too. And you just call in your team. Do not be afraid to call in your angelic team to help you. And part of our path now is to, you know, we're transmuting this energy all the time, and there are people that are pretending to be light workers. Be careful of that. They think they are light workers, and God bless us everyone. They're not. And it's a real challenging time because they're sneaking through the cracks. They're getting away with literally psychic murder, and, you know, you can get a bottle of, I love that thing about the ammonia. I'm going to try that. I've never knew that. I spray ammonia around, but I never knew you could put a capful in the drains. I'm going to try that. That's genius. But I also recommend Palo Santo, which is an ancient wooden little sticks like incense, but they're really wood sticks, not like incense sticks. You can usually get them at really good metaphysical stores. Certain health food stores have them. You can order them. They're called Palo Santo. You can get the oils. You can get the sticks. You can get the ground-up stuff. And that works like sage plus something. So like sage and something. So it's sort of exorcism and cleansing at the same time. You can do sage and frankincense and myrrh, sage and lavender. Sage and dragon's blood is phenomenal for this kind of stuff. And if you don't have, like, all of that stuff together, you know, just get some sage and then some dragon's blood cones or something. You can just do them together. If you get some sea salt and some really good water, like distilled water or well water or just really nice, lovely water, not tap water, spring water, anything like that, put sea salt in it. You can spray the corners going north to west, south to east in all your home. Some people use olive oil and they, you know, do crosses over the windows and all the entryways and things. And, you know, Google, you know, how to do this, because everybody's going to have a different way of wanting to do it. So,
and remember to do it, you know, when you're doing it, it is the intent and the ritual and actual your faith and belief. So if for years you have believed in a Christian belief, you will obviously want to use Bible prayers, Psalms, those words that relate. If you have believed very much in a higher energy that was Buddhist, use the mantras. If your family is Native American or another type of belief where you believe in Kuan Yin, whatever that faith being, go from that and then put the words together. I had a friend
Psalm 91 is a great one to use. Psalm 91.
Yes.
And then I think it's 59 is a good one too, but 91 is the biggie for this kind of work.
Yes, and taking and working with that part of it, make sure that you do the little extra. I've had someone tell me, you know, Jethro, we did this out, we had the stuff, they went and bought all of this done. Sometimes that's a good idea, if that's the means you have right now. No one wants to sit down and make these herbs. Obviously, you know, you don't have a dragon's blood out in your England house, but you don't hear United States. You want the dragon's blood incense or the herb, obviously buy this. But like Melissa said there, make sure and be cautious with people that you're doing this with. These should all be affordable. If someone's telling you big amounts or they'll come and do it, always that's not suggested. It isn't just your physical work. This is a spiritual calling. So people that are really good at this are, you know, yes, there's those of and charging amounts, but a lot of times it's the other part. Make sure as you're working spiritually with your guides and your angels to ask them what else you need in your house. If you're sitting there and you're feeling an odd vibration from, let's say, that wonderful little coffee table that you picked up at the second-hand store, put some extra work. Buy a little smudge stick, that sage, take and smudge it, because it may have been in a house that had odd energy. The furniture piece itself is excellent, but it's carrying with it some negative residue. Psychically, you know, you don't have to see it to feel it. Let's say you brought something into your house from a divorced family and a lot of anger, and now you're seeing your family short-tempered, emotionally catching energies. It's that energy. Manichaea is what they call it in the Bible, or when you talk about the negative things that we're raised to do, those things can affect you if you don't, you know, do the cleansing. I had a friend that we would take. One of the really good remedies is to take a bottle of beer and pour it in the bathtub, because the hyssop, if you read in the Bible, is a very good cleanser. You know, and they say a darker the beer, the better for that. And you rinse
but
in the beer.
Hyssop, and one is hops.
Yes.
Is hyssop in beer as well? It's hops is in beer, but hyssop is.
Yes,
like
the hops in the
herb.
Beer also works too. Not hyssop's another one that works, but hops also works with it in the beer and the
okay.
barley.
Okay. Yeah, hyssop is amazing. Oh my gosh! You want to cleanse? Take a hyssop bath. Take a sea salt
yes.
bath. It's good too. Yeah.
Writing in tonight, we're going to start with a few of the emails here. We've got writing into Psychics Gone Wild. I'm looking to find a person that can help me with developing my abilities. I have had two times in my life that I have noticed that my abilities were heightened. Sadly, they were both at funerals of someone of me close by. I don't want to only see and sense and have my abilities waken when the door is open to the higher up. I'd like to know, is there some good methods and some places that you would suggest here in California that I go to?
What part of California are you in? Southern or northern or?
They said they're down here. It looks like they're writing that they're actually in Santa Monica.
Oh, wow. Santa Monica. Lovely. Santa Monica itself is so spiritual. There's a beautiful bookstore in Santa Monica called, I can't think of the name of it. Thunderbolt Books. And it's Fifth and Santa Monica, I believe. And it is the most pure, beautiful place. So, you know, you can go in there and just be drawn to the books, be drawn to the energy. If you get the whole person times, not the whole lifetimes, but the whole person times, it's a free publication, but you can also Google it online and read. They have ongoing events. You want to kind of just kind of check a few things out. Pick and choose a few things that are calling to you where you're going to kind of check it out to see if you want to go further with certain groups or people. And call on your team, your angelic team, to help you. Say, you know, I'm ready to receive and move forward. But the best, what's feeling coming through feels like you just need to network a little bit at some different places where you can kind of feel the different vibrations for yourself. Church of Science of Mind, the Science of Mind churches are really good. You don't necessarily want to join the church or, you know, but to go and hang out and kind of listen to what they have to say. Explore different avenues to see what resonates with you. There's also the Yoganandi Fellowship, Paramishi Yogananda, called, I think it's on Sunset Boulevard, and you can go and you can walk around and you have to be really still, you can't talk, and you can just be in peace there. The fellowship, I can't remember the full name of it, but it is exquisite. Just, you know, Google Yoganandi, Paramishi Yogananda, I think it's what it is. I apologize if I'm saying it wrong. But there's a center that he created that is just so blissful. And that may resonate with you. They have ongoing, you know, stuff there. You just want to kind of tune in and see what feels right to you before you do. You don't even need to do one-on-one with anybody. You really don't, unless you're drawn to do one-on-one with somebody. And I don't know if there are any, like, places down now in Santa Monica that have, you know, that kind of a setup. But some of these places, if you go and hang out, may know. Okay? And all best to you. Keep going. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Looking here at what a couple of you writing, they said, Jethro, I saw a friend of mine work with this and was telling me that it was a very good remedy to do. They would take and light 3 candles together, do a very positive prayer, and then they would tell me what they saw with this. Was this actually real? I would say with what you're telling me and what generally you've given is that maybe, yeah, it is real to use candles and work. There again, with, you know, the biggest thing with it is the best thing to tell with a psychic is time. Take and sit down and write. This is what's happened. Work with your abilities and open yourself to the idea of it. A lot of the manifestating is believing and knowing and achieving. So put yourself in that light space. Once again, you know, using conscious work and saying yes, and then take down, write down, this is what the person get. Obviously, if it worked, is if the person saw the future. If what they told you didn't resonate, then maybe they were not on. You've got to be able to see and know with that. So,
right, and anytime you do any kind of candle work, again, it's a ritual and it's sacred. You don't want to mess around with it not preparing the space, either calling in the corners, you know, that's shamanistic, witchy poo, whatever you want to, any of that. It's Native American, calling in the different corners, northwest, south, and east would be for, you know, protection, and the elementals and all the blessed ones and your team, really, really make it special. That's because the energy has got to be pure for the real help to come through.
And we're going here with 631. Slinky's Gone Wild. How are you, 631? This is Jethro and Melissa on a wonderful Wednesday. Okay, hello, 631.
Wonderful Wednesday. Wah, wah, wah.
They've become a little tired, and we're going to let them go right back. At least they're not snoring. We laughed at Rose K that night. 413, what about you? How about 413? Welcome. 413.
Oh, hi. This is Cynthia. How are you?
Great, Cynthia.
Can you hear me?
Sure.
There you are. I just want to know what Lord Kutumi wants me to know.
Lord Kutumi?
He's an ascended master.
Yeah.
He's an ascended master. That's interesting. What made you ask that?
Well, he started working with me about 5.5 years ago, and I've been dealing with very intense, really, really intense stuff since then, and I feel like it's done. And I just want to know what he wants me to know.
Wow. Well, you weren't, since you weren't just working with him, you were working with your team, and he is representing some of the sort of higher beings that work with your team. So it's not just him that you want to address. And what your team wants you to know is that you've done a good job with everything so far, so don't give up. Meditate some more, eat a little bit better. Basic stuff is what they're sharing. And don't worry about, there just seems to be like things get like in a pickle, and it makes you feel, it spins you around. It makes you just feel so spun around. And in those moments, just call in everybody, take a deep breath. You need to treat yourself to some more things, you know, even if it's a walk by the beach, if you're near a beach or if you can get to a beach or listen to the sound of the ocean is very important for you. And, you know, telepathically, we're still asking, does Lord Kazumi have anything? And he's just saying, honor yourself, my child, honor yourself. Jethro?
Okay. I thank you. And this one stumped me a little bit. I'm getting energy, so I'm glad I'm letting Melissa handle that. And Cynthia, we thank you for calling in. I'm so glad you got in through the phones. They said there's a little bit of a silly song they play before you get in now, and that's what's going on. Were you able to get right in?
Yeah, I got right in.
Cool. Well, thank you. Welcome for calling, Cynthia. We're having a lot of issues tonight with the phone, so keep continually checking with us. We've got quite a few callers in. We're going here with it. I ask you, angels and individuals that are out there doing the prayers for us tonight, put a little more light here because we are talking a serious topic. This sometimes does do it, but it's a great thing to discuss, how to put up those energies. Remember, your beliefs and your energy is one of the greatest ways of putting out that light for others. So how you are intending or working with your energies are. We just had a person talk about a light master, very positive. There's a lot of individuals calling in asking questions of it. I've got a lot of emails that if they are really of different intent, I won't read them. It's like I'm kind of misunderstanding. I think you guys realize that as psychics, we are really here to do this. We go to a higher energy to ask. So to find out what type of laundry detergent you're going to buy or things like that really doesn't serve much of a purpose for anyone. So we thank all of you guys and continue to go to psychesgonewild.com and on Facebook and tell with us. Go to Psychics Gone Wild tonight to win one of the prizes. We'll be giving away a bracelet here a little bit later on in the show. We are Jethro and Melissa going wild. We have Gussie. How's Gussie?
Hello there.
Welcome, Gussie. You're...
been a while.
Yes, it has.
Oh, I love your name. How are you, Gussie?
Well, actually, that's not my real name. That's my, like, my internet name. But
That's your stage name.
That's my stage name. But I really love the name, and I could, you know, I could easily be a Gussie. So, you know, people call me that, and I feel, yeah, that's like my alter self name.
Do you want us to call you that?
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, it's great.
Okay. How can we help you, baby girl?
Well, I missed the very beginning of the show, so what's the format tonight?
The format?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the subject.
Oh.
Well, I mean, are we asking questions, or is there, what's going on?
Feel free to ask a question, of course.
I mean, is there a tarot deck being used here, or anything like that?
No, we're doing channeling and psychometry.
Oh, okay. Got it. Like I said, I came in late, so.
We always do that, though.
Oh, you do? Okay.
That's our show. That's it. No,
it's been a while since I called, so don't hold it against me.
No, you're fine.
I am curious what you see for my new, a search for new work.
Keep one foot in front of the other. Keep doing what you're doing. Get those resumes out. It's almost like you have like a pedigree with your work. You know, it's kind of like the beautiful blue suits that the gentlemen wear and the blue ribbon, and it just feels like you have a pedigree or something really, really supersonic when you deliver your work. So you don't want to settle for any first job that comes along that makes you go, wait a minute, but I'm not, you know, in your mind you're going, wait, can I do this? You know, give yourself a little breathing room, but you have to keep sending those resumes out and networking. It feels like we're at the end of July right now. It feels like October, November-ish, feels like there's going to be some wave, some wind of change, some whoosh, to get you to a place where you're really going to feel accepted and whole. Because sometimes you feel like, it feels like you get batted around like a what is that, badminton? Those little badminton birdie things?
Oh, yeah, the birdie.
That's like you're like that. Like, you don't, that's not your intention, but sometimes it just happens, and it's like you're solid in your grounding at times, but sometimes it just really throws you off your game, and that's not going to work anymore for you. It's a new world for you, for your work. So keep doing what you're doing, and give it a little bit more time, is what your team is sharing. Jethro?
I feel that very strong, and I'm picking up from you that the energy also is going into something with, I keep seeing a lot of paperwork or other things that are getting finalized, and I see you signing things out or being happy that it's finally there. They're showing me that this month, I feel like this is handling this and getting everything prepared to where you can go this.
Can I give some feedback?
Yeah. Hello?
Hello? Is it okay if I respond?
Oh, yes, please.
In terms of my work, which I define as my work, my life purpose, it is you're right, it's very high level, very, very high level. Pedigree is a good word for it, actually. It's a very good word for it. I am working right now, as I have been working for the last, decade, doing some really stupid, shitty jobs.
Mm.
Not related to my career at all. You know, very menial. I'm not going to say what I do, but I don't even tell people what I do because I'm so ashamed of how far I've fallen from grace. But so
you haven't fallen from grace. You're trying to take care of yourself. You got to flip that switch.
Yeah, and I do, but it's been a long and a very brutal 10 years. And I don't want to talk about that either.
Of course.
So I am working now, and like I said, it's just a disposable job, no relation to my career in any way, shape, or form. But that job is ending. That job is actually, they're cutting back way back on the hours, and they're actually going to let staff go because we're in our slow season right now, starting to go into our slow season. In the meantime, I'm looking very, very ardently for my career work in my location. There's not a lot of opportunity because it is a small town, but I know what I was born to do, and I want to do it, and just waiting for that opportunity to present itself and the door to open. So that's where things are at.
I agree with the finalizing the papers and that what we're seeing, and I feel another position there happening, but I do agree with you. You said a small town, and they show me that it looks like you're going to be around some other things working outside. I feel like you're going to have a company or someone who you do the things there, and then you send it back to them or something is what I'm seeing.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You know?
All righty.
So,
okay.
Thank you for calling in. It's been a
thank
while.
Thank you.
Again.
It
Take
has.
Care.
Take care.
Thank you. You too. Okay,
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Psych has gone wild, and we're a little wilder today. The phones have went a little bit more, so grab a hold of them. Don't let them get sticky. Just make sure you stay with us, because it's a little bit silly, and it's a lot of fun. This is Psych's Gone Wild, and this is how we do it. I have a lot of times situations in my life where I will look at it, and I want to tease a couple of you that wrote me. We've got some real positive input about how we've been correct and right, and we thank you. We want to encourage that. But I got to laugh a little bit when you write me and say, you were really on the day that you told me the truth, and it happened for me. It was really great. That leaves me really wide open, but I'm glad for you that you were with it. Please let us know a little bit. Where was it? Were you the guy with the tractor? Were you the lady who called in who wanted to date a cat? We've had some wild readings, and we've had some great readings, and that's what we want to get into. And I still tease the person that told me that, because she jokes with me to this day, and it was misunderstood partly by me, but it was a nickname. It's like Boogie or Cootsie, and I thought she said Catsy, and I was really worried that she was now dating animals. I said, warning, this is a little freaking me out here. We went through this. We found out this was a nice little name for her boo boy. They love each other, and she's still dating cats. But cats now.
That's hilarious.
He's about a 200-pound man.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the one thing is that we're not here. I mean, this disclaimer is for entertainment purposes only, but we know that there's a higher purpose behind that. And, it's not a dog and pony show. We're not here to, should I eat pancakes tomorrow for breakfast? It's not about that. Don't waste your question on menial things, really get to the core of it so that we can really help you.
And we love it. And all of you, just saying, we got a lot of new people coming in from Facebook.
Yay!
And I want to thank each and every one of you that have took the time to find us. Yes, we are wild. And let's talk about that just for a minute here, not a commercial, just letting you guys know. We go Monday through Saturday. if you want to start out your week with a person that's very intense, able to give your reading, was on the other side, and loves to do this with stones, get with Gary Wimmer on Lithmacy. April Ashbrook's joining him. She's a phenomenal reader, American certified, very good friend of mine. She's just a good person, good apple. She will be helping with angel work, helping with Gary on Mondays. Tuesdays is DC Love and Eileen Butcher, both psychics, both reading with cards. Wednesdays, Melissa Berman, like she was saying tonight, with intuitive channeling, able to sell you the future. When you're ready, ask Melissa. She will help you. So those of you calling in, we continue on through the week. We have Thursdays with Dina Flanagan, phenomenal psychic healer medium, done this for 30 years. Going on with Patty Negri Fridays, and then continuing on with the phenomenal Linda Irwin and Chris White with Jan Bogdrakey. Those three are taking Saturdays by storm. So if you had a crazy weekend, you want to call in, they give you a little extra time. They sit there and they get involved with you, because those three will not give up until you're helped. So if that's what you like, that's what we are. We're Psychics Gone Wild. No, like, we aren't a pony show. We don't also encourage those of you to call in and bring us your sad stories. I don't understand that. Sometimes life is sad and we welcome to help you, but I had a person that said that we were doing that, and I got to tease you. The day that me and Melissa arguing about food, that was pretty sad to me. That made me cry because I wanted all those snacks. I know those Snickers were meant for me, but other than that, I have no idea what's making you sad with Psychics Gone Wild, because if we're upsetting you, the whole world out there is going to make you scream mommy. So here we go.
Sometimes we get some calls that are a little bit more serious and they feel sad, and sometimes that happens, and, you know, we do our best to go with that and shield it and protect the guidance and do the best we can in the small time that we have, because sometimes people just are really in need of immediate assistance, and that's kind of why that happens.
And please, any of you guys that can't get through with me on the Facebook, follow me. You can still follow me. I had you tease me about how many friends. I can never have enough friends. I know Facebook has rules, but Facebook is a goofball. So if you guys go ahead and follow me, you still will get all of our stuff and all of our permission. We're just growing a little bit better. You also know on there that there's a lot of us, if you get a hold of Jan or Linda Irwin or any of the other individuals, they also promote the shows too, because I know it's getting harder and harder to find us, and that's what we want you to know, is we're still out there. It's just it's those times that we're in that we're getting a little busier. 904, you're on Psychics Gone Wild. How are you, 904?
I am well. How are you?
Great. This is Jethro and Melissa, and you are?
Sarah from Florida.
Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
How can we help you?
I guess like the other caller, in a sense, she was talking about a job, but I guess I know that's vague, but I
feel
like...
Sarah, it's really hard to hear you, honey. Are you on a headset, or you sound really muffled? I'm something about a job is all I could tell you were saying. Can you talk more into you?
Okay.
There you go. Thanks.
Stagnant. You know, when are things going to change? You know, I feel like I've been in the same spot for ever. I have a birthday coming up next week, as a matter of fact.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Sarah.
Yep, August 6th.
All right, little Leo angel.
Yeah.
I'm going to start out a little bit with the work. I do see that this is a little conflicting or something. The work that you've got, and part of it is you've outgrown it. That's why it's so stagnant. It's just like it's a continual thing. But what I'm hearing the guide said is that it's like the other one was talking about a small town. I feel in your case that there is something with location. Something's causing you to be in this job, like the area you're in or something that's hard to find work.
I'm in Florida.
Well, oh my God, see, it better get you. When I'm over here in Florida, there's jobs all over. What are these people doing to you over there? Let my Sarah go. Stop messing with her. Don't mess with my Sarah. I'm feeling the energy here. I feel like there's something there going. Melissa, what are you seeing for Sarah's future here?
Well, you know, I don't deal in future. I'm not trying to, it's semantics, potato, potato, but what your team is sharing is that you've got to lighten up a little bit more about it. You've got to bring yourself to a different sort of mindset. Even though it's been stagnant, you're not alone. And not to minimize, you know, anything you're feeling, there's a plague right now that we're trying to lift. There's a plague There's a plague on the house of love. But seriously, so many people are dealing with this, why are things not moving? So if you can take a little bit more time to do some inner work, some inner soul searching about what you really want to be doing, how you want to get there, if you can take a day trip somewhere and just kind of get out of that energy field where you are, even if it's to, some sort of outlet store or like an outlet, an inlet, you know, where there's a different kind of water, something to get you out of that energy field so that you can recharge your batteries a little bit, because part of what's happening is that, you know, you're expecting the same result. It's driven you a little insane. So you want to kind of change your mindset a little bit about you, your relationship to work, and know that you're not alone. And it's not to make you feel like, well, but this is my situation. It's not. That's to validate you, that you're not alone in this. And I don't know. Did something happen past February, Sarah? Something?
Not that I can remember specifically.
Then it means by February of next year, things should really be rolling. You probably won't be without work until then, but it feels like February of next year is going to be like the balloons and celebration and all of that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, you got a little homework to do. And, you know, do what you have to do to feel like, you know, you're doing something. But it's going to change for you. You just have to do a little bit more shape-shifting. Change your thoughts a little bit. And know you're not alone. Okay?
Okay. All
right, doll baby. Buy yourself some flowers or something, too. Cheer up.
All right.
All right, honey.
Thank you, Sarah.
You're nice, Karen. And hop in and deck that floor to make them nice over there. We was having a lot of Fred's teases down here. We are in the wildest state. If you guys are ready for the weather that's going to blow your mind and then in your spare time have the most fun, come to Florida. We're down here. So we love all of you guys that are checking in and calling in tonight. And we're having a little bit of a slide. So please make sure with your phones that you are up there. We can hear with it. I do apologize to you. I have a little bit of an earache tonight, so it's a little different for me, and it's because of just the energy. I don't know why, but we're having a little bit of static. So I'm going to take just a second here with all of us, and let's discuss a little bit about the helping individuals with it. Let's do the good gestures. Remember when we were doing that before? We used to have that. Those of you in the wave, I challenge you on the Pacific Coast to do the same thing we're going to do here, to take tomorrow, take a time in your day, and find that time to sit down and find five people in your emails, registry, or work, and send them something positive and random. No, not an expensive gift, just something nice, whether it's a poem, whether it's something nice, whether it's just an honest feeling that you feel with them. Find five people, put that wave of light out there, and do it with the feeling of not expecting anything back, just the positive of, I've gotten a hold of you, hey, have you, I'm thinking good thoughts of you. Sit down and put genuine, positive five things out there in the work. If you have the time, a couple of us do, like we do thank you letters, messages, positive, put that energy out. We're going to check with that, and then next week when we talk, we'll get together a little bit on the radio show here and see how your week was better or what was happening. I have a lot of you guys asking me, we haven't done those for a while. Well, we're back. Let's do some of that. Let's put that work out there again, very positive for your individuals, and see how it changes your life, that good intent of just sending out that positive. Melissa, can you share a little bit of a story? We have a write-in about some of the experiences they were asking us. Any of us that have had a very psychic or intuitive experience and dealt with children. And so I told them we'd have to have them call in here and listen in Wednesday night. They're here and they're listening, but they're not going to speak. They just wanted to know, but does Melissa have any interesting stories of children that she's seen work with psychic abilities? I'm fascinated about this, and I'm curious of how many children just naturally are psychic.
Oh, they see stuff all the time. I mean, I was talking to a lady and her baby the other day, and you could tell he was watching spirits. You could just see. And then I remember I had a student once, like a little kid who was just phenomenal, and she was sharing about her fairy, that she had a fairy with her, and the fairy was showing me herself. I could see the fairy, and then the little girl had it to the T, to the letter. So you knew she was having a special relationship with a fairy. And when kids sit and they talk, I mean, I think all kids just have that innate sense. I have a disturbing thing where one of my students now is drawing airplanes and he has swastikas on him. I'm like, oh God, I hope to God that wasn't his last past life, but I know he was in a war and he's only like, five or something. So, you watch what they have to, listen intently to what they have to say. Just let them babble on and talk, and especially the littlest ones, the little babies. This baby was 10 months old, and you could tell, you could just see, he sees stuff, because I could feel it, you probably could feel it, and you just kind of go, I know he's seeing stuff. And so once we moved him, like walked away from that particular area, he was much more present. So they do go off, they do watch, they do, you know, just watch. Go sit at a park and watch kids and just watch. You yourself will be able to see the fairies around them, their guides. You know, if you're tuning in with the highest order, you'll just see that, how they're protected and loved. It's pretty magical. That can make your day any day.
I mean, love all of you guys, a couple writing in, and I think that's very, very, you know, like, and Melissa, you got to realize that with those of you tuning in, they're saying, Melissa, you always seem so chip and happy. Oh. You know, Melissa's a hardworking woman. We got to be blunt here as a friend. Let's start out the positive for this week. Melissa is one of the most positive, strongest individuals that I have as a friend and an ally who works continually to put out light to each and every person that comes into her path. That, I can tell you honestly and truly, is
what
makes me admire about my friend Melissa.
Yeah.
Those of us tuned in, they're all going, here we go. We've got the writing in. Jethro, I went into Psyche's Gone Wild room. I can't find that free site. Where is the free? That's why you can't find it. There isn't any. Ha ha. No, I'm teasing you. They're like going in there. We do have, and we do periodically do things in there. But we've tried to break that word away. And I'll tell you why. We give you this little bit on the phone to do it. But I do ask and encourage any of you guys, please don't write all of the friends and other people in there. Those are our place to talk and chat. And, you know, put up your picture if you want. Sometimes we do that. Those are free. We do aura readings, or you'll get, catch Jan or one of us in there, and Jan will tell you your totem and read about you, or Linda will work with you on the ET, or Melissa or I. But when you're calling and you're doing the energy, please refer to that because of it. It's how we respect our gift. I got to tell you, I had a couple of other individuals that I will be contacting this week. I do encourage you guys to come in there, but keep it in positive light and really good. If you are utilizing this just to sell your pyramid product, I will throw you out. If you are in there just writing people and telling them scary stuff, I will throw you out. I am really bad about the fact that we're there to be wild. We're not there to be insane. There's a big difference. And so when you guys are writing people and telling us stuff that's there, please remember and respect that this is like our living room. This is a positive work. So tuning in with each and every one of you, I want to tease all of you with the free. We do have those periodically, but the best way is to call 773-897-6461 and then get in with one of us readers. I have to tell you that one of the best positive compliments I got last week, we were doing some work on getting ready for Psyche's Gone Wild, is going to the dogs. We are going to just go completely crazy for those four labored friends. And, you know, we have friends and sponsors helping us. We would love to see those individuals adopt that animal. If you have a space and a time and a love in your heart, yes, you can buy love. You can give a little small retainer fee or help to get this animal taken care of, brought into your home, and then you have that loving friend forever. You have that unconditional love. There's millions of individuals in this world and animals and together. Let's bring some of this positive love. And we're going to talk about psychic animals all August, so be ready. We've got a ton of stories. And I'm bringing this up to you guys is one of the things that I was laughing. A friend wrote to me and said, when the night that you guys had the animal go home, that we were working and you sent the animal home, made me cry. I still go through the time in my life where I lost my dog. My dog is my best friend and I still feel him. I know that he psychically is there. After listening to Psychics Gone Wild with Jethro and Melissa, I went in and talked to a psychic here in town. I was a little nervous, I must tell you, because she has a big sign up and it's very bright and purple and everybody in the neighborhood laughs about the psychic. After I went in, I felt this real warm feeling, and she goes, you have an animal with you. She spoke of my animal. I can tell you now, that 30 minutes was the best time of my life. I cried. I went through joy. I spent time feeling the animal that had left me 4 years ago. I cannot tell you how much this means to me. Now I proudly smile every time I go by, and I wave at that sign that I used to be embarrassed of. Yes, psychics are real, and thank you, Psychics Gone Wild, for bringing my friend Matanda back to me. He was my husky and my friend, and is still here from the other side. So those are the things we do, and that's where we help you guys. That's where it gets down to. And you look at this. Yes, we all have different abilities. And just because Melissa's able to do something that I'm not, I don't condemn her. We work together. That's where the compliment, you psychics work with it, we want you to do. I had someone tell me yesterday that they didn't understand why everybody was looking at their aura and doing odd energy. Well, when you sent me the picture, Mark, I can tell you now over the radio, what happened here is you have some energy that's racing your chakra. You need to do a cleanse. You need to take carnations in. You need to rinse your your spiritual energy with your physical so that your aura can be able to do the energy. If you have people that are doing that and they're not telling you, Mark, you were correct. This is not about hiding and being secret. And I do agree with you. The girl that's telling you she's gifted, then you should have confronted her. This is a gift from the higher power, then why are you not telling me what you're seeing? She was using this to be awkward to you, and I disagree. That's abuse of the gift. If anybody is frightening you or using anything with this, then you have them call Psychics Gone Wild, and I will explain to them why you do not do this. This is a positive thing. I've seen people lose their gift because they did not use it to help others. I mean, Melissa, tell them a little bit. You and I both know we can say we've had individuals that we've met in this, and this is a hard career, that we don't exactly resonate, but we give them loving space. You know what I'm saying? Help me, Melissa, here.
The whole idea of this work is it's a service, and and it's a career for many of us, and it's, a livelihood. But beyond that, any misuse of power is going to get called out. So if somebody is using manipulation, misusing their gifts or their tools, or their ego, or that word gets a bad rap sometimes, but, buyer beware. Be very wary of that, because that's a misuse of power. This woman, probably liked him and was trying to mess with him, or just was, there's just people that just think that they're all that and they're not, and those are the people to be careful of. And in this profession, there are many people that don't have the integrity that they have. They would like to have people believe they do. They're really a smoke and mirror show, and it's very, very disheartening to witness it or be a part of it, or whatever. You have to just keep your own boundaries and stay low to the flame. But anytime you're doing any kind of work with any kind of healing arts, buyer beware. Be very mindful. You're talking about your soul here. Be very careful.
I feel that, and I feel like there's another situation that's happening for them together. They're also working at a leather energy with them, and the guides are telling even all of you that are dealing with this, make sure that you're getting that positive light and that positive space. We reiterate, and you can't do enough. We had a person that wrote me yesterday that their cousin had talked him into it. They were 18 years old into having a seance in their barn. They went in to have this, and now since this has happened, they're having all these odd situations and things going on, which tells me they have raised something.
And they haven't closed out the session. You open up the session, you close it out. Seances, people do them in sacred space. People do them for entertainment purpose. People do. It's sort of, a more of a, it's an arcane, it's an older kind of parlor kind of thing. You would do better to do a group meditation and, ask your guides to connect you or have a medium connect you. You need to close that session out. You need to release everyone who came in. Just as you bring in the corners or whatever, however you bring in the work, you got to exit the work too. You have to close that session out. So have your guides and angels and your higher self close the session out and say, this session is officially closed. All cords are cut. Have Archangel Michael, if you're drawn to him, cut the cords. Close the session. Because you've got people wandering around in there thinking that they're still, on call to talk to everybody. You didn't close the session out.
Ooh, I got a chill. Melissa's on that one. We had someone writing. I like listening to the show. Melissa, you're very right. I think that obviously is what's happening, because in our house, we sat down and we had a little bit of a time where we worked with a board. It was not a Ouija board, Jethro. I know how you get up about those. Let me tell you that this was an angel board, and this angel board that we worked with was intended to only bring in positive energies. The friend of mine sat here and told me that she knew what she was doing. After we did the session and things started to get odd, we had some things that were very upsetting. I had something call me a name that was not real pleasant, and I asked to have it stop. My stomach started to hurt, and I felt very uncomfortable in my own home. After we had done this and it was done, there was a very odd feeling. I felt like something was in my house now, and I felt uncomfortable. She let me know this was the first time she had done this, and that she just felt she could do it because she had read the directions off the box.
Oh, my God.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm going with you. I sat here worried. I had myself concerned that what was going to happen next was something that was not so great, because after she left, I had an instance where something I know tried to touch me twice. I have since asked friends, and they told me I need to have my house cleansed. I do have headaches now, and occasionally I still feel something is watching me in my house. I do agree with you. I really should have listened when you guys told me this. So, you know, those of you tuning in tonight or listening to the show, please take my advice. It's very hard to get rid of. I have worked with this now for a while, and still there's still something in my house. Oh, my goodness. Mm.
I go through with garlic and the sign of the cross, even if you don't believe in it. You know, sign of infinity sign or some sort of sign, northwest, south, and east, and just go over windows and tops of ledges and doorways and corners, and just, well, as you're going, go out, out, out. Everywhere you go, just say the words, out. And, you know, and do a sea salt bath. Throw some sea salt in the corners as you're doing the ritual.
And I agree, and I am firmly doing that. And I will send you, now you give me your email, and I will send you a positive. It's a very strong, and it's very affirmative to your house and taking it back. And it's very much, you have to say it with that intent. But it is, remember, you're a child of God in the light, and you say that. You tell this, and you, like she's saying, without, you also give it that one access out of you doing your house cleansing. You counterclockwise do your house and smudge. I don't know, from what I'm gathering, what I feel from you, I don't think that's what was done. So unfortunately, I feel like this is where it's not working. And remember, there again, the same thing with the advice of this. Get knowledgeable people. If you've got Tom, the guy that's hanging out at 7-Eleven, of course he's going to give you advice. He's all, you know, he's sitting there having
a moon pie scooter.
Yeah, and he's like, you know, I'd cleanse it with a little bit of salt and pepper, throw a little garlic on it, and name it Roo. But, you know, it's just, that's where you get these things happening. And I'll tell you the really truth about a spiritual cleanser. They are very unique people. In my life I've met a very few strong, really ones. It is real. It is very much there. They are the individuals that they don't pick up their phone. They don't deal with other individuals. The guides and the angels and the work bring them where they're needed to be. So they are hard to find. But then the worthwhile thing, and what's really good for the spiritual, is that that when you find someone like this in life that helps you, you will do it. I do feel that you should definitely, Anna, keep working towards your house and keep the energy there. Also putting up some things, like she said, if working with it, and Melissa brought up, if you believe in them, the different symbols is very good in your house. I actually have a different pictures and some things that I keep for that reason, because I do believe in the different saints and different ones, and it helps my house and my spiritual maintain that light. No, I'm not Catholic, but yet I still believe in those saints and believe in that energy, so I know it works for me.
Me too, yeah. All of it works. I'm telling you, you know, you just get a heart-to-heart talk with these beloved deities, these beloved energy forces that, you know, are proven to be here to help us. Just have to give them permission in sacred space.
I love it. And those of you tuning in, this is a little bit different food. Remember when we had the food one where we talked about the different colors of food and how it worked with you? Example, eating green vegetables and the green go sign would help you. Eating carrots was able to put the orange and the power into you. Let's go into one of those. We're going to have a contest here coming up for August, though. Also, if you can think of a very good salad of food, a whole entree that puts all of the colors and the energies together to help raise your seven chakras in a way that is not only positive mental, but is a very psychic food. We know he's chopping it up with cake. We had someone tease me about chocolate. Natural chocolate, the right chocolate, is also a psychic aphrodisiac. It's been proven that psychic will heighten your effort. So let's put a recipe together to start out, starting with the salad, going on through. The best winner will win a reading by Psychic Jethro for an hour. That's $125 value if you would like to win. So put that recipe in. We'll be having that. And remember to put in your pictures of your animals, cats, friends, any of your animals. We're going to the cats and dogs in August. The winner of that will be picked by you guys, and you will have your choice of who's your favorite psychic to have a half an hour reading, plus you will win some other really lovely prizes for going to the wild. So you definitely want to put in for that. You'll have your choice. Those of you who've been wanting a reading for quite a while, a little bit tight, this is a chance to do it. Send us that picture with permission that we can put it on our website and show our Psychics Gone Wild fans and their lovely pets. It's a great way to get a reading. You know, it's just a fun way. Those of you who've already started to look on there.
No, yes, you know what else? The soups are good, too. You can think of a soup to put together that would have that, or a vegetable crudité, or a something-something with a little something-something on there. You can get all those colors, and it'll be delicious, and Jethro and I will be over there. Jethro will be in his hat and apron, and I will be in my whatever. And, you know, I'll be carrying a feed bag for him
And we'd love it for those of you tuning in. This is Psychics Gone Wild. We've had a really fun night. Thank you, guys. I know tonight the phones have been a little with it. Those of you called in, please be patient. We do it for a different reason. We do the variety. We also want tonight to also give out a lot of more information. I have a lot of you guys writing me, what are the 9 top chakras, things like that. Those are what we discuss and on here. Now, if you've done it, I've had people argue with different things on here metaphysically. Get a hold of us. That's what we also do. We do the readings, and we're going to do that right now. We're going to grab, we've got one of the phones waiting here. So 315, you're on live on Psychics Gone Wild. 315.
Hey, Jethro, this is Nanette.
Hey, Nanette, what's up?
I didn't push 1.
Oh.
Hi, Nanette.
Anyway, so
hi,
there.
Yeah. I just listening. Just listening.
Just listening. We love you listening. And we're talking here. We would like to bring you a little bit into our discussion here tonight.
We're going to discuss amongst ourselves.
Let's discuss, Nanette. If you honestly up in New York saw these individuals and someone was telling you that they were going to bring in a little bit in your house and then they tell you they didn't know and you have this spooky thing in your house, would you stay that person's friend?
If they brought a spooky thing to my house?
Yes.
And no. If they didn't tell you the truth, if they were saying, "Oh, I've done this for years," and they were really giving you a snow job, they hadn't.
Right. No, I wouldn't let that person come back again.
Me too. What about you, Melissa? I mean, you're more.
Yeah,
positive.
I avoid them like the plague. Out damn spot. Nice knowing you. Thanks for lying. No, you do it. You work on your own. Not, you know, and then you have to do major protection stuff after something like that, because those are people who are misusing their power and. Being too flip about it. You just can't be flip about this stuff. And I know people that are flip and they've been doing it for a while and it's really kind of embarrassing and kind of painful to witness it. You know, be mindful. Really be mindful. We're talking about your souls, you know, literally.
Now, speaking of friends, help us a little bit here. Let's do the 5 things that would make a friend. We have a couple of you guys writing in tonight, and they go, well, you are just going crazy, Jethro. I waited all week to ask you. Yes, but I've read for you for 6 weeks, so you just simmer down. You just simmer right now. So we got some people just going a little bit on the edge here, but that edge isn't going to get them in quicker. What we've got here happening is we're discussing with our friend Nanette tonight. When you're looking at that, let's say, have you ever had your totem? Have we read for you and told you your totem, Nanette?
Yeah, I've had a lot of totems read. My last one was a lion.
Ooh, yay.
Oh, my gosh. So you act like a female lion in a good way. Female lions are also the ones out there getting with the pride they're handling. But if you had, like, men that were a little bit cash, like the lion, who wanted to sit around and have you do the work and were content with being the king?
Uh-huh.
Okay? That's how you find out.
Talking to a net.
Well, you know, I had a switch and I said, well, I'm the big, you know, gorilla Matilla, and they're only telling me all this stuff. And I go, but you don't even act assertive. This person's very thin. They can't stand the touch. Look at that animal. That animal's sitting there beating on its chest. It's like, mama, yelling at the people. You see a gorilla in the wild, they're not sitting there just blowing kisses. They're in there tearing up stuff. They're doing it. This person's scared to even pick up in their own house. I go, I don't think you're a gorilla. I go, maybe a little, you know, like a little baby spider monkey. And then they go, oh, man. They're like, oh, you called me spider monkey. I said, no, I'm saying that you do the things of that, utilizing it. So I agree with you in the line. That's another example. I think it hurts my feelings, especially, and it isn't just my belief, but I had people when I was first learning this that were just throwing it at me. They're like, oh, I think you're a gazelle. Well, I'm all going, well, yeah, I do run like that. I'm really fast. I'm kind of hyper. A gazelle lives fast. You know, they're in there. Like, you, the lion, to be chasing me. I'm like, ah, she's hungry. And I'm like running around there going, what's going on? Then I realized, wait a minute, in energy that the patterns did change. And the person was just picking up that moment. So there's where you do go into your chakras. If you listen to your guides and you say, okay, all 4 of my totems are listening from all sides, and I'm feeling my intent, then you're running with all 4 totems. Otherwise, it's like running a car with low tires. You're not your full capacity. So make sure you guys are getting that with it. Nanette,
yeah,
have you ever
had... all again, it's that sacred process. It's that sacred connection, and it's like, you know, they have to ask our permission to do this work, and so it's very sacred. The word is reverence, you know, have reverence for it. And, you know, it doesn't mean you have to walk around like a nun or a priest or any of that stuff, but have reverence. Have reverence in your joy. Have reverence in everything you do, in your meal, and just have reverence because it does change the energy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good to have like a good totem. Like, people are afraid of the wolf. They're worried with the snake.
The
they don't
awesome.
Like it. Yeah, it's awesome. It's a good animal. And if you have a snake, you're always on the right one to strike its right. It doesn't mean you're a snake or a rat. I mean, I have some people I love very dearly who have a rat totem. Their rat totem is always gifted and able to find and do things. Rats are the seekers, the finders, the survivors. We're all worried about the problem. She's already got the answer. She's like, well, it looks to me, and I'm like, how did you come up with that? And her guides are just because the rat and that totem's able to find that answer and to make it right. So we love with all of you guys that are tuning in. We're sitting here, we're teasing our friend Nanette, discussing anything we can throw out. Nanette, what do you want to discuss about psychics? Give me a topic we can throw on this table.
How to align your chakras right, because I was told by Melissa, actually, that I have a lot of white in my chakras, and I've never heard that before. I don't know how to align them right properly.
Right. If you go back in the archives, I hope that we guided you, meaning your guides guided you through. You just have to push them back over. For women, they rotate left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, all the way up and then back down again. And for men, they go right, left, right, left, right, left. And you start at your root chakra, and you work every chakra up just to visualize them spinning according to their direction and the color that they are. And you do it from one to, you know, 7 and 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And that's how you do it. And you just visualize them spinning. And sometimes the root chakra may take 3 minutes and the heart chakra may take 30 seconds. I mean, it just depends on where on that particular day they are aligning.
Yes, and I feel that. I feel you doing. Make sure you're sitting down, doing that, breathing in with them, bringing that light in, moving them. Make sure each chakra's going in that.
Yeah, you can lay down and do it too, sitting up tall or laying down.
Okay.
And you can record it too. So that you can listen to it. And there are a couple of really good tapes out about that. Somebody, I think that was mentioned too, where they take you through that chakra journey. So just a lot of resources.
Okay.
Get on that soon. Homework, Annette.
Yes, I know. I've had enough homework for today, trust me. I might be in jail next week, but who cares?
Oh, girl, just work your hair, work the room. That's our motto. You're the goddess of hair and beauty. Now let's go.
Yes, right. And I love salamanders. Yes, she does, and that's really a good thing to work with too. Those of you who've done that, I know that during the time of the year when they're back home, when the salamanders do their walk and come out, you know, to go hibernate, it's a very positive thing. And we would go, my kids would be, I love salamanders for my garden. They're really good for your gardens. And I had a very beautiful garden, and we would go and pick them up and put them in a little wading pool, and then take them home and let the salamanders live in our yard. And we hibernate them over there. We had neighbors who were not crazy about it, but we love them. They were our friends. So those of you tuning in tonight, we've just been a little lighter, a little funner. We love all of you calling the Psychics Gone Wild. Remember to tell your friends and other people. That's just how we get out there. In Facebook, make a few more friends today. Reach out there and make a couple of friends. I had someone ask me, if you write to me and let me know that you are looking, I have a bunch of people who are very positive individuals who are real good friends who will write. They won't give you free readings, but they will give you a lot of fun. And they told me they're looking to make that connection on Facebook. So we love you, Melissa. And it's one of my friends from Facebook. That's how me and Nanette became friends, is actually solely from Facebook. So we love you, Nanette. Take care. We got to go. They're giving us that look. The door is opening. They're going to shove me and Melissa out in the cold world.
Take care, Nanette.
Okay, love you guys. Thank
love
you,
too.
And for no reason, they're telling us it's time to go home, and we didn't even do anything wrong, but I guess that's what's going to happen. Melissa,
it's 7 o'clock already?
Yeah.
Woofy, that went by so fast.
We rock.
We rock.
So get a hold of us at, it's M.A. Berman Arts.
At gmail.com.
And JethroHelps at gmail.com, or quicker, www.psychicsgonewild.com. You can get all our information and contact us. We do... but we do charge to do our readings. We're looking forward to talking to you today. I have a little bit of a waiting list, but I'm still there for you. I love all of you guys. Definitely contact us. When you're ready to know the future, we're ready to tell you. And I love all of you that wrote in and said, Jethro, I'm so happy to see the picture with you. We want to see your new puppy. Well, he's not a puppy. He's 2 years old, but I will send a picture. His name's Marty. He's a Shih Tzu, and he is a riot. He is the newest family member of mine who can set, fetch, and in his spare time still make me laugh. It's been a rotten day. So, love it all, you guys. We will talk to you next week. Remember, Psyche's Gone Wild is going to the dogs and cats.
All the best. Take care.